the Niagara Hub Studios in downtown Niagara Falls. It's the Soapbox with Craig Avery.
All right, today we have Rob Braun. Rob is the president of Custom Bench
Corporation.
And the reason I hesitate like that is I have never gotten anyone's company's name right. As soon as I start saying the name, I look them in the eye and I'm thinking, I'm saying the wrong damn name. So now it's almost a given, folks. When I introduce someone, I'm just going to stop in the middle of talking and say the name and let them finish it. Anyway, you have probably seen Rob's product all over the city. They are the bus benches, the benches at the bus stops that provide not only comfort for the people waiting for a bus, but a great opportunity for local businesses to advertise their business, their services, their upcoming events, what have you. Rob is always working hard. You see him with a weed whacker knocking the growth around the legs of the thing, and we also see him polishing stuff up and repairing the benches, replacing the ads with new opportunities. And it's neat to see somebody locally here working so hard. So, Rob, welcome. You're a resident of Niagara Falls your whole life.
Yeah, resident of Niagara Falls, born and raised. Now I live in the town of Lewiston. There was some great words that you just said there, Craig. I could use you on my team.
There you go. We can make a commercial for you.
It was very descriptive. We are trying to do more than just provide the product. We're trying to provide small businesses primarily with a good advertising opportunity, affordable, and a great way to target the market in this city. We have benches at all the major thoroughfares, all the major city streets, and also in the town of Niagara, which we picked up a couple of years ago. So there's 100 benches spread out over the area, and people can reach that that targeted area, or they can blanket the area with an advertisement to promote whatever it is that they have.
Wow. All right, how do you stop these benches from disappearing?
Well, they are definitely secured, anchored, weighted, and we've been through it now for over 10 years, have grown accustomed to all the different types of situations that have surprised us sometimes along the way.
They have shown up missing, though, huh?
Well, sometimes when a heavy snowstorm hits and things are completely buried, then sometimes the benches are moved out of place. You never know where one might pop up.
Wow. But I wonder if you could go over the falls on one of those benches. That might be a good
idea. Falls on a bench?
Yeah. It's heavy plastic. You could strap yourself in.
I don't know if we want to encourage that. Well, people might get the wrong idea.
If anybody would like to try, contact us here at the Hub at 630 Main Street, and we'll see if Rob has a bench for you to ride over the falls.
Oh, maybe Nick, when he gets to the end of the walk, we need a bench at the beginning and the end for a little rest.
Wouldn't that be cool to get the Rob the bench guy at the top of the cranes there when Nick Wallenda does his walk? Well, anyway, it is neat, and I had a personal opportunity to use Rob. My daughter was Clara in this year's production of The Nutcracker with the Niagara Ballet Company. And I said, we need to advertise this thing. Well, certainly I had to put my daughter's picture on it. So I got word that there was two benches in Niagara Falls with my daughter in full Clara outfit. And we pulled up in front of Ollie's, was the one on the corner of Millersport or
Niagara Falls Boulevard.
And we made her get out and take a picture next to it. Well, she wanted to crawl under that bench and die because the traffic was stopped and people were looking and they're pointing at the bench and they're pointing at her. And she was so embarrassed. She just thought we were the worst parents in the world for putting her picture on a bench. But about 5 minutes later, she wanted to go back. She says, that's pretty cool. What if I was sitting on the bench? So she loved it, and we appreciate that. And a lot of people, it's amazing how many eyeballs get on these benches, and people realize, the potential of their advertising.
On Niagara Falls Boulevard, the traffic count that the Department of Transportation provides has it running through 25,000 to 35,000 people every 24 hours, vehicle count, going through the boulevard from the airport all the way to the thruway into Packard Road. That's the count in that section. When you get onto Military Road, and you go towards the Fashion Outlet Mall, that picks up towards 50,000. And
50,000 people.
Vehicles. Back and forth in a 24-hour stretch.
And this is in an area where everyone says nothing's going on.
Nothing's going on, nothing's happening.
None of those 50,000 people need toothpaste or their car washed or anything, right? They don't need... It's amazing.
As you stated, I'm out there doing the maintenance, and myself, it's still amazing to see and feel all that traffic coming by and knowing that as much as there's complaints about no activity, nothing to do, whatever... that there is plenty of people coming through, and they are active, they are doing things, they're hitting restaurants, they're hitting shops, and, you know, as a city, as an area, we can capitalize on this by working together and just combining some of the thoughts of people around here. I think too much, you know, government programs and businesses trying to get towards that money that's available... And, you know, not enough entrepreneurship and people that are just looking at the opportunity, coming up with good ideas and trying them.
Hmm.
So I think there's really, there's something missing right there, and we need to capitalize on it and take advantage of people that are here, people that are coming here. And then what happens in the summertime? 8 million visitors to the state park?
God. Yeah.
Well, we need to get a little bit more creative how to pull those people out. How to steer those places to businesses, how to come up with some new ideas, and put in some new attractions that we see all over the country. We go on vacation and we take advantage of all these things, and we come back and go, why isn't it here?
And, you know, I'm sure you've had people say, how the heck did you ever come up with an idea to make benches? Or somebody's driving by in senior benches going, boy, that guy's probably doing well. How did this happen? Describe your entrepreneurship history here with us, and how does your mind work?
Custom Bench came to be. There was a man that was doing this business, a bench advertising business in the city, and he seemingly lost interest, wasn't keeping up with the program, and benches, the signs were deteriorating. I rented from him with my rug cleaning business that I had way back, and... sometime after the benches were really looking bad, my sign had been wiped out by a snowplow. And a friend of mine that I played hockey with asked, how did I advertise on those benches? And, you know, is there a chance to maybe start a business like this since this program didn't look so good? So we have an 800 number. It's 1-877-99-BENCH.
Wow.
1999 is the year that the idea was born, and we put it through to the city back then. Action wasn't taken. A new administration had come through. We tried it again, and there seemed to be some recognition that it seemed like a nice idea. And we were going to provide all the benches. We were going to provide them with revenue from our sales. And... not that we knew it at the time, but maintenance was going to come along with it. And not only do I maintain, but I maintain the areas, which is over 70 sites, 100 benches, and they all need attention. But I don't just do where the benches are. I do around. So I try to make people think, hey, pick up around your area. It doesn't take long. It can become neat and clean very easily. And if more people were to do this, we'd see the boulevard, the streets, everything would start to look nice. And I think since we've been out there that we have seen a lot more action with people trying to keep up the areas, and they're just not getting dirty. So those three things we provided. Then it was time to come up with a product. And the first product were wooden seats, wooden signs, and concrete legs, like the old program.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some problems with wintertime and some deterioration, so we researched the industry. I didn't know there was a bench industry, but there was. And we found a really great product that we now use and have been using for 10 years. Large manufacturer out of Georgia provides our product, and now we have a bench that is found throughout the world, several states, other countries all have this bench, and it's nice because it includes a security area for the signage, so the signs are kept clean, they're not able to be stolen, and so we tried to solve some of the problems that we first had. Now the product has lasted for years and years, so it's a solid product. It looks good on the streets. I think everybody has accepted it, that it's now a part of the city's landscape. We have the ability to add to the program as more advertisers come on board, more areas are getting more active with bus riders. So, you know, we're trying to keep up with everything and to try to make this service look nice, do what it's supposed to do, provide people with a place to rest while they're waiting for the transportation, and small businesses and any business can put their message out and, you know, target an area that they think would help them out with their own business.
Great. Well, I know the NFTA loves you because I happened to be at a meeting with some of the trustees there, and your name and company came up, and they just said, you know, this guy's great. He handles all this himself. We don't have to mess with it. He's at every one of the bus stops, and, you know, things are good. And they used that as an example to someone who was asking for a lot of things from the NFTA in order to move further with a business. And they used that as an example, saying, here's a guy that does his business and didn't ask us for anything other than a place to put his benches, and he does everything else. So it's nice to have an agency like that that's on your side. It's nice to... I know a friend of mine was driving with Rob at one time in his truck, and Rob just slammed on the brakes and pulled over to the side. There was a coffee cup on the ground underneath one of the benches, and he got out and picked it up. And my buddy goes, "What are you doing that for?" He goes, "That's my product. That's my name. We've got to make things look good." So it's pretty cool to see somebody. And, you know, again, it's somebody with a passion or with an idea, and the follow-up and the execution of that idea is so important, and you just don't start it and then not continue the effort. So it's nice to see that happening.
Well, I appreciate that, and hearing that, I do catch hell from people that are riding with me, especially my wife, and we'll be dressed up, we'll be heading somewhere, and I'll see that, and she now will identify it and say, "Don't you stop. Wow, we're heading somewhere." And I'm like, "It'll take 1 second. I'm going to stop." And, you know, it's just like in some of the areas of the city. You see buildings with busted up windows. And you see other buildings that are really nice. Mm-hmm. But that one that is deteriorating, that's what people are going to remember.
And somebody owns that. Why haven't they cleaned it up?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So if you take care of the small stuff and you stay on it, one, people are going to expect that that's the way it is. And it's great for the advertisers because they know their product is going to look good and not be around a bunch of tall grass, garbage, or whatever. So they're comfortable. The city, and as you mentioned, the NFTA, I didn't even know that they were aware of that, because sometimes I feel like I'm the lone man out there doing this.
I never told you that story. But.
And that's really good. And, you know, besides that, we put planters at several of the bus stops attached to the benches, and we put in seasonal display, whether it's flowers in the summertime, things in the wintertime to reflect the holidays. And we want that to be an extension, and hopefully, again, that this catches on. It'd be nice to see theme gardens or spots along the boulevard that are just not buildings, but they're places, mm-hmm. like when you go to Canada, you see the floral clock.
Sure.
You see all these nice little planted areas, and it's really impressive. We have Daly Boulevard that has something like that, but we do need a lot more of it around town. There's a lot of easy ways that we can improve things visually, but it needs to have interest. People have to want to get out and do it. Just like when we do the citywide cleanup, 1,000 people come out. If those people were to spread out that volunteerism throughout the year, we would be looking great.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to do more when it comes to that, because the people are coming through. We mentioned the traffic. They're seeing this. So my product is along the road. I at least want to take care of what I'm doing and try to make sure that everybody else is aware that we have a lot of people coming through and taking a look at what we have.
Right. You know, and I think our listenership, if you will, could help this out by, you know, if you see one of the advertisements on the benches and you happen to patronize one of those businesses, tell them that you saw the bench. And you know what? That kind of fuels the opportunity for them to renew their ad. It refuels their opportunity to support what Rob is doing. And it refuels his refrigerator. I mean, it fills his thing, and you don't have to be whining that you don't have a job somewhere. So we gotta boost things that we think are working and talk about it. I did have a great opportunity for you, though, Rob, and I was kind of disappointed it didn't work out. My friend and I wanted to make barriers. We were looking into recycled concrete to make barriers in front of restaurants when there was the rash of cars crashing through restaurants in Western New York. We thought we could make barriers, and we'll get the insurance companies to back us, and we'll put barriers in front of every building that has a glass window or whatever. This will be a great business. Then we got thinking, how else can we make them functional? Well, we can make them planters. We can make them this way. And I said, let's use these benches. These benches weigh a ton. They'll stop a car. And we were all ready to just call Rob and say, hey, we want to put your benches to work. We're going to use them as barriers. And we thought, you know what? The car comes crashing through. We save 5 people in the restaurant, and we kill 7 who are sitting on the bench that were the barrier. So I guess we didn't follow up with that one because there was a little flaw in our theory there. But Rob, you're also a professional talk show listener, from what I understand. You listen to every talk show in Western New York. Is that right?
I am on the road continuously. I love to listen to stuff that's local. There's a few programs out there that do cater to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's maybe not a huge audience, but there's enough of an audience. And right there, you get the pulse. The Niagara Hub is now providing an extension of that, too. To be able to, you know, last night I viewed some of the shows that you've already done.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. In order to get people involved, they need little things like this. They need these shows. They need these, you know, maybe more visual opportunities. So, yes, I do like to listen. I like to learn. I like to hear what's happening in the local area especially. I want this area to succeed. We get in our way too much. There is not enough communication. So I will even call in from time to time, express my views, and it's nice to be able to do that. There's some bigger shows out there, but in order for you to get in or have a topic that's related to local issues, going to be tough to find.
Sure.
So, yes, I do enjoy some news. I do enjoy some talk. I like my sports. So, yeah, and I like to talk, period.
Well, you flowed like a river today, buddy, so you did a good job. We were going to talk about a lot of other things, but we're running out of time. We'll have you back soon to weigh in on a lot of the other issues in town, and we hope this is a great, great summer for everybody. So thanks, Rob, for being here, and we'll see you at the Hub again sometime.
Appreciate it, Craig.
All right, take care, buddy.